Let me try and show you how we get some of these sounds. First of all, none of them exist as a particular sound as they would on an electronic organ. There's no magic button or trumpet or violin or drums. You have to build every sound. And to start to build these sounds, you have to start with something pretty simple. Here are the simple things we start with. There are five of them. The simplest one of all is something that any lab technician must have seen at one time or another. It's called a sine wave. It's very smooth, very flute-like. Sawtooth. And it's called sawtooth because on this little oscilloscope screen it looks just like a sawtooth. And this one's a little richer, a little reedier, and it resembles a lot of sounds found on electronic organs. Something in between those last two, a very useful sound indeed, is something called triangular, and it's kind of a pointed sine wave. This one's called pulse wave, and I'm just going to show you how it swings into a thing called square wave. It's up, down, just like a switch. You flip a switch and a pulse wave. If it's an even off, on, then it looks, on an oscilloscope, very symmetrical, and it's called a square wave. And if I take the time that it's on and make it different from the time that it's off, it changes the quality. Listen to it. The last of which is probably the least useful, although you'd never want to be without it. It's very colorful, very coloristic, and it's pure form. It sounds like surf or a steam sound. It's called white noise. Now I'll patch this up here into one of my output modules and try and show you how with these primitive sounds we start to get some very musical sounding things.